News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Mandatory retirement should be abolished. That's the call from Age Action Ireland, who are set to appear before an Oireachtas committee later today. And Nat O'Connor is Senior Public Affairs and Policy Specialist with Age Action and joins us. Nat, good morning to you. Tell us why you think this is important. A lot of people don't want to see retirement ages pushed up. What is it you're looking for?
Well, what we're looking for here is choice and control for the older worker. No one should be forced out of work, is what we're saying. So obviously, if people choose to retire at the whatever the retirement age they choose of 65 or 66, that's absolutely fine. But at the moment in Ireland, you could have a private sector contract and you could have any age as a mandatory retirement because there's no regulation. Now, what the government is considering is a law that would bring a minimum retirement age of 66 in employment contracts, although employees would have to write to their employer and it's not straightforward. But mandatory retirement has been illegal in Canada, New Zealand and Australia for decades. And their labour markets are functional and productive. It's been illegal in the United States since 1967. So what we're saying is that an older worker should have the choice of when they want to move out of work. When people are forced to give up work when they don't want to, we know there's an evidence there that people struggle to adjust to retirement. It affects their quality of life. It affects their income in older age. And it can affect people's health for the remainder of their lives. So it's a major issue that affects thousands of people in Ireland every year. And what we're simply saying is, rather than tinkering with the system, it is we should.
And that's
take
what's just for people
it.
Listening. Obviously, the old age pension, the state pension, is it comes in at 66, but some companies have a mandatory retirement at 65. So some people are left with a shortfall for a year who were in the private sector, and that has been a problem. But you want a situation where it is there's nothing on the employment statute books about retiring at 65 or 70 or any age. The person decides themselves when they leave.
Well, it's about a relationship between the employer and the employee. Obviously, the employee has to be able to do the job in terms of the productivity. But there's a lot of stereotypes that would suggest that once people hit their 60s, they're no longer able to work. And then that's just not true. It's not based in reality. You know, older workers have skills, they have experience, they have loyalty to their companies, which is important.
People who might be afraid this is a sort of a thin end of a wedge scenario, Nat, that if you allow people to work till they're 70 or beyond, whenever they feel like it, that will allow the government then to say, well, you're able to work, so there's no reason for you to retire. So we can push that pension age up if we choose to, which is something that unions, for example, have fought very hard against. They don't want the pension age pushed up. What about people who say that this could be a kind of a way of giving, I suppose, people who would like to see retirement ages climb a sort of a backdoor way of this happening?
I wouldn't agree with that at all. I mean, Age Action was part of the Stop 67 campaign, arguing that the state pension should be at 66, and it is now at 66. And we'd also argue that the state pension, we not to see that promise there, that the value of the state pension would be brought up to 34% of total average earnings. So we're absolutely fighting for a strong state pension. And many people will choose to stop work when they have the option of the pension, and that's absolutely right. But a lot of people would say they'd prefer to go part-time or they'd prefer to work a few extra years because they choose to do so and they're capable of doing so and they find it fulfilling and it's important to them. And it's a human rights issue. Why should somebody be told, no, you reach a certain arbitrary age and we're going to let you go? And what's happened as well is there's all new inequalities that have come into the system. You can defer your state pension now to the age of 70 if you want to get a slightly higher pension. But if you have this clause in your contract, well, your employer can say, no, you don't get to have that option, because we're going to have a mandatory retirement at 66 for you, so you don't get the option.
Are you pushing an open door here, Nat? It would, particularly because we're living so much longer. I think ultimately we're going to have to work longer too. Whether that's a slightly different argument or not is neither here nor there. But the idea that people should have the option to work longer and earn more money for longer because they are going to be alive longer is a valid one. Do you think that there's general support for this?
Well, I wish there were. But I mean, we're very concerned about this law which has been brought in, because it will mean as a worker, you have to write to your employer to say, I don't want to be made let go before the age of 66. And according to the draft law, you know, your employer can still say, no, actually, we decided to let you go at 65 anyway, because we can provide objective reasons.
Okay.
And so it's a very weak protection. And moving it to 66 is no great improvement for lots of people who would have been forced out at 65. And so really what we're trying to focus on is that there are many countries in the world where mandatory retirement is illegal. And we know it's a form of age discrimination. It's ageism. Because in our own Employment Equality Act, it's of course illegal to discriminate on the basis of age. But there's a
separate clause
that allows retirement, forced retirement at the age of 65. And we're saying, get rid of that.
All right.
And just recognise the age discrimination that's there.
Nat O'Connor, Senior Public Affairs and Policy Specialist with Age Action. Thank you for speaking to News Talk Breakfast. That's very interesting, Shane. I would have thought that people would, I would have thought that they would, Age Action were pushing an open door. Perhaps not, but I'd love to know what people think out there this morning, because it is something that's going to be increasingly an issue as we all get a little bit older.
Absolutely.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.